sinful seed? What do you do when you run out of choices? Amen. Amen. What do you do when there's nobody to pick from? When there is nobody to choose from? What do you do when there is no more, there are no more options? Amen. When there's only bad seeds, when there's only wrong seeds, when there is only sinful seeds. Amen. We know, you should know that sin means to miss the mark. We know that the Bible teaches that it means that we have fallen short, or it means to fall short of God's glorious standard. And the paraphrase translation says, yes, all have sinned, all fall short of God's glorious ideal. Sinners, we fall short of God's glorious standard, his glorious ideal. We fall short. It is an effort that is inadequate and that don't quite make it. It don't measure up to God's standard. Amen. And the aim of the sermon is for us to remember what kind of people we're living with in the world. Amen. For us to remember what kind of people that we are living with in the world. What kind of people are we dealing with in this world? Amen. 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 And we know that this scripture tells us that we are dealing with a world where we're sinners. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Amen. It's just a it's a sin. It's like something that only produces what it is. It's hereditary. Amen. I'll say spiritually, you know, you can have something that is hereditary, and all you can produce is something like that. We know that some people pick up habits that are passed on. Some call them generational curses. It just go from one generation to the other. But the same, the same is true when it comes to being a sinner, humanity. Humanity is, we are all sinners. Amen. The whole human race. Amen. So there is sin in all of us. Amen. There is the existence of sin in this world. And the Bible tells us about the extent of sin. It tells us about the effects of sin. Amen. It tells us about, even if we get to it, the expense of sin. But the existence of sin is in the world. We can't deny it. Amen. Did you know that sin is in the world? Sin is here. Amen. Amen. Sin is a reality of our existence. Amen. Amen. And it's possible that you can just look at people and look and live in this world and see things and overlook the fact that something bad has happened. Sin is in the world. Sin is here. Amen. Sin is the worst thing in the world. Amen. Sin is the biggest problem we have. Yes, it is. Sin is a major issue. Yes, Have you forgotten about it? Sin is here. Sin is a serious problem. Amen. In the world. Amen. And it won't be on the news tonight. Amen. Amen. Everything else is on the news that's going wrong. But you won't hear nobody saying, you know, there's a sin. Sin has done this. Sin has gotten this person killed. Sin has gotten this woman raped. Sin has gotten this child. They won't say anything about the most serious subject in the world. It's a hush-hush issue. Amen. Sin is such a silent subject. Sin is a sad reality. You can't see it. Amen. That's what might make you not recognize its existence or acknowledge it. Because it's not seen with the naked eye in its essence. The visibility of sin, if you saw it, you say, oh, there's sin. But we call it something else. But sin is around. Make no mistake about it. Sin is here. Sin came into the world. And sin is. Do you believe in things you can't see? Amen. Amen. Sin is in the world. It's here. We know it's here. Do you believe in the wind? Have you ever seen the wind? Amen. But we know it exists, don't we? We know the wind exists. Amen. I've never seen the wind, but I'm convinced that the wind exists.
Amen.
There is wind. We know it's wind because we see the results, don't we? We see the results of the wind blowing the trees. You know, trees moving, and you don't see what's moving the tree. But in your mind, you say, it's the wind. You know it's the wind. You can feel it, but you can't see it. Amen. Amen. Well, that's the way sin is. Amen. We know it exists because we see the results of it. Amen. Amen. And the Bible lets us know, it tells us that all have done it. All have sinned. All have sinned and fallen short. That's the extent of it. It's sin. Amen. We know it exists, but the extent of it is that all have sinned and fallen short. Amen. Amen. This is a single Greek verb, and it means it's in the present tense, which is stressing a continuous action. Amen. What it lets us know, it can be translated, it keeps on falling. Right. Not only have sin made us fall, but it makes you keep on falling. Amen. Yeah, this is anybody here kept on falling?
Amen.
Yes, yes, yes. Amen. It's sin. Sin will make you keep on falling. It's a amen. And the Bible said all have sinned. And Paul, as he writes, whether you're a Jew or whether you're a Gentile, it does not matter. Paul is letting us know that all have sinned. Everybody, everywhere.
Amen.
Amen. Everyone has sinned.
Yes.
Amen. The baby that comes here come out a sinner.
All right. Yeah. Say it, say it, say
without
it,
ever
it.
Even cussing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come right on out a sinner.
Well.
Amen. It does not matter how young you are. It doesn't matter what color you are. They come in all colors.
Right.
Have you noticed? There's sinners coming in all colors.
Amen. Amen.
It does not matter how talented you are. You can be as gifted, can sing folk happy. Amen. You can do some amazing things. You might be able to preach real good, but you're still a sinner. Amen. Amen. It doesn't matter how talented you are. Amen. It doesn't matter what age you are. Amen. Amen. You are a old. You can be an old sinner. I wish I had a witness. Amen. It does not matter. Amen. We all have a sinful nature. We all come here with a sinful nature. We all come here with a bent. Amen. We all come here with a temper, don't we? We all come here committing sinful actions. We are sinners. Amen. 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 And nobody is writing about it. The newspaper's not writing about it. The TV is not talking about it. And the church don't seem to care about it. Churches, even the church, the sin is a silent subject even in the church. Amen. Amen. Sin is a silent subject because I was talking to a lady at the funeral the other day, and she came up to me after the service, and she said, you know what's interesting? And she was from Los Angeles, somewhere in California. She said, nobody's preaching about sin anymore. And people are dying and going to hell, and nobody preaching about sin anymore. And the reason why the church is often silent is because the sin. And it has made the church. Let me get on out here. The fact of the matter is that there's nothing that will silence you like sinning. When you're guilty, you just don't bother nobody. Amen. You just don't say nothing. You just ain't got nothing to say about it. Amen. Sin. Nothing will close your mouth like sin. Nothing will quieten your testimony like sin. Because, amen, sin is something that is silent. Sin is something, but we see like the wind, the effects of sin. We see the effects of sin. And when it says, for all have sinned, that's the extent of it, all have sinned. We know that sin, that word is a deficiency. It means that there's a shortage. Because it says that all have sinned and fallen short. Amen. We come up short. We lack the necessary qualities. Amen. To meet God's glorious standard. Amen. Amen. We don't measure up to God's holy standard. Amen. We are not doing who he created us to be. We are a disappointment. Amen. Our sin has made us a disappointment. This is a bad world. Amen. There's an overabundance of bad people in the world. Amen. And even in the church. Amen. 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 A lot of people won't even go to our churches because they say that they are hypocrites. Amen. Amen. Because they are sinners in the church too. They're sinners. They're saved. But the truth is, they're sinners too. Amen. And how could they have the nerve to call us hypocrites when we're sinners too?
But they will.
Nobody, amen, amen. Do they not know that we all, amen, are a product and is a sinful seed?
Amen.
Do they know what that mean? Amen. We're sinners saved by grace, but we're sinners too. And you know what? All we can do is reproduce more sinners. That's all we can do. Make more sinners. We have a baby, then there's another sinner. Every time we have a baby, we bring in another sinner. Amen. There are more sinners born in the world than we can get changed before they get out of the world. They're making more babies than we're changing. Than the church is changing. And all they can produce are sinners. More and more sinners. We got over 6 billion sinners in the world. And it's going up. You know, we're going to get some more sinners. Amen. And being in church don't stop you from still being a sinner. And so we have to recognize that God here, all these sinners that are born in the world, amen, you cannot expect the church to be perfect. Amen. Because the reality of the situation is that we know that we're sinners. We are saved sinners. Amen. It's nothing to be surprised about. We look at one another and we just act like we surprised when somebody's seeing who's saved. And we sit around and talk about it. You say, well, you know, they got a problem. You know, they ain't doing, they you know that, you know, they've been to jail. You know, they cheating over there. You know, that one right there is having that problem. You know, they gossip. We sit around, amen, act like we surprised. We shouldn't be surprised about it. Amen. We should be concerned about it. But I'm not for sure we're concerned about it. I'm really not. I'm not convinced we're concerned about it. Amen. We're shocked by it when we see it, and we just turn around and point out other people's sin. Amen. As if we're not sinners. Isn't that interesting? People will boldly point out your mistakes. They say, I don't know what's wrong with it. You know, we caught them coming out of specs. You know, they had a brown bag coming out of 7-Eleven. I think there was something else in there. And we're like, we're trying to find somebody to come down on. Just looking, and you know, just, you know, we're all. Amen. Capital A. Put it in boxcar letters. We are all sinners. We are all struggling with something. Amen. Sin is a problem. We all come here imperfect. We come here, we're born with baggage. You can't come into this world without sinful baggage. We all got baggage of some sort. I'm not trying to excuse sin. Amen. But I want you to understand, we need to remember what kind of people we're living with. Amen. We're living with struggling people, yeah. Sinners, uh-huh. Who have issues, yeah. Who need the love of God. Yeah. They don't need you to point it out. Yeah. Amen. Thank God they're trying to hide it. At least they're trying to hide it. That's an indication that at least they know they ought not to be doing it. They ought to get credit for trying to keep it quiet, but for trying to hide it. They're not hypocrites. They're trying not to do it. They hate that they're doing it. They don't like it. They mad about it. They don't want it. They're not glad about it. If you're glad about your sin, you're not saved. Sinners are people who are trying to get away from sin. They're struggling with sin. Say it again. It's a struggle. Yes. And they need the love of God. Amen. They need to know that no matter how bad you know, the Bible says, and I didn't look it up, it says that it's the love of God, yes, that brings about repentance. The love of God. You keep pouring the love of God on them, and you find out that they... It's the talking about they sin won't change them.
Amen. Make it worse.
Amen. That's fighting fire with fire. You got to bring something totally opposite, called the love of God. You got to bring the love, and I know it's a struggle because you're talking to them about the love of God and you don't even deserve it. Have we got a witness? Because you know you got baggage too. You got your imperfections too. Amen. 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 You're manipulative too.
Amen.
Amen. You, man, you're undercover. You're undercover sinner. Amen. I started to say something else, but I can't say it in here. You're a dirty old sinner. You're cougars. I don't know. You. But the fact of the matter is, amen, But all we can do is talk about other sinners. Have I got a witness? And the best we can do is say, I'm a sinner, you a sinner, but I'm a better sinner than you. Well, the fact of the matter is, you still a sinner. You a better sinner. Yeah, you sure are a better sinner than me. You know how to hide it better than me. You know how to keep it quiet better than me. Yeah, you a better sinner than me. Yes. Yeah, yeah, y'all church folk are better sinners than me. So I'm a better sinner because I dress up on Sunday. But the fact of the matter is, I'm going to close this thing out. The fact of the matter is that we got saved by somebody who wasn't a sinner. Because I'm a sinner and all I can produce are other sinners. Adam was a sinner. But I'm glad I got born again by somebody whose daddy was not a sinner. The one who impregnated Mary was not a, did not have a sinful seed. How do we get out of the mess we in? Because the one that brought salvation was not a sinner. You know his name, don't you? Can you say it just a little bit? Oh, Lord, hear me. Something about that name that's something about it. That name brings relief. Jesus is who I'm talking about. He's the one that brought me out of darkness. Amen. Now, if you were to call up a few sinners this morning, they would warn you ahead of time that just don't get into it. Just don't do it. I think I'm going to call up David. David, I'm going to call him up. David is up in heaven. And I'm going to call him. David, I want to speak. Let me speak to David. David. Yeah, this is Reverend Foster. I'm down here at church. Could you tell me something, David? We're talking about sin down here. You think it's a good idea? David, what? David, hello? 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 Hey, what happened? These phones, you know, they drop calls, so I think. It's an angel on the phone. He said, David is over there crying. He said, I didn't mean to hurt him. Oh, he's reaching for the phone. Okay, hey, yeah, David. Yeah, I just wanted to ask, hey, man, how you doing? Did you ask me about sin? Yeah. I was asking you about sin, man. I mean, don't worry about talking about it because I'm a sinner too, David. He said, yeah, but Foster, don't fool with it. He said, I was doing fine. And I got tempted. And when I should have been working, I saw a woman. It wasn't a woman's fault.
Yeah.
That ain't no good. David said, but don't do it. God will forgive you, but David said, don't do it. And he said, I would tell you more about it, but there's somebody crying over in the corner so loud. And who is that? That's Samson. Oh, Sam, let me speak to him. Hello?
Hey, Samson.
Hello, Sam. Now, yeah. What's wrong with Sam? Sam was crying too. Sam, I just wanted to ask you, Samson, what can you tell me something about sin? The subject. Have you ever did it? Samson said that. He said I was the strongest. I was riding high.
Yeah.
Samson said, don't do it. I'm in heaven. But I never knew I would be the strongest man in the world and get my eyes put out. Sin is a bad thing. Samson says, sin, he said, well, what about, have you seen Adam up there? Was he up there? Yeah, Adam. What about this issue of sin? Adam says, sin at the end of the world through me. I'm the first one. I'm the first sinner. And I can tell you by experience. I really feel bad because I called 6 billion people. I made one stupid mistake. And sin has polluted the entire. I feel so bad. It's such a weight on my shoulder. But Jesus is up here. Yes, Lord. He said, well, let them know that they all sin. But tell them, Foster, they all fell short. But tell them, Foster, that Jesus paid it all. Oh, to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson snake. He washed. He washed. He washed it white as snow. Father, we thank you. We love you. But you loved us so much that all you put a you broke the cycle. Oh Lord, we know that you gave us an incorruptible seed, the Holy Spirit. In 1 Peter 1:23. And now, help us to realize that we have the opportunity to break this cycle as we live and share our faith. We've got to be concerned about sinners. We've got to do something about sinners. Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah. Help us to spread the word that though your sins